We are pleased to be joined right now by Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Deke, how are we doing?
Doing fine.
Well, Deke, I want to start. We got a lot on the table today, but we haven't had a chance to get your thoughts on now that the coaching staff has completed for the Browns. Some big picture thoughts of having Kyle Shanahan here to run the offense. What are you seeing?
Well, I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan comes in with a good resume, and he's a guy that he's young, he's innovative, and, you know, he's always had success where he's gone. Obviously, last year, the Redskins' offense fell off because of the injury to RG3 and, you know, some of the things they couldn't do. But, you know, you look back and he learned from his dad, and his dad has always been one of the more successful offensive coordinators in the league. And I think he's a nice fit because, you know, when you have somebody on the defensive side of the ball, it's a head coach. It's always nice to have somebody that, you know, has been there, done that in the NFL, and that's what they got.
Doug, when you talk about Kyle Shanahan coming here, obviously he likes that outside zone running game, the zone blocking scheme for the linemen. Looking at what the Browns currently have on that offensive line, and we'll include Alex Mack for the time being, how do you see this line being able to transition to that zone blocking, and what would you say would be the needs on that line to make that transition?
Well, I think, you know, you have tackle and at the center, I think you're okay. I think maybe, you know, you're going to have to get, you know, maybe one more athletic guard in there so you can, you know, run down the line of scrimmage and chop people. But I think, you know, it's a nice fit. And, you know, they've gone from the extreme of the vertical passing game, you know, last year and having the pass block quite a bit. You know, now we're, if they can get a running back in the draft and, you know, have a consistent running game and, you know, mix it up a little bit more, I think life will be a lot easier for the offensive line because they, you know, when you throw the ball as much as they did last year, I mean, the defenses, you know, kind of figure out what you're going to be doing. So it makes it tough on an offensive line.
Doug, talk about the back and how he fits this outside zone scheme, the one cut principle, and then in relation to the lineman, you know, the importance of having that right guy to mesh up with what you're doing as a blocker.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, you know, you're running down the line and he's looking for that crease. And, you know, the offensive linemen have to be able to, you know, move in space, or in other words, you know, stand up and block the guy so that they can create these gaps. And, you know, the thing about the one cut, you know, back, when, as soon as he sees that hole, he's got to fill it. And, you know, with that, he's got to do it with, you know, a commitment that, you know, what he sees is what's going to be there. And I think, you know, when you have athletic tackles like, you know, Joe Thomas and Mitchell Schwartz in a center that can run as well as Alex Mack, you know, hoping he's going to be there, you know, you've got a good combination. But the thing is, you've got to get that back. You know, we go back to when Trent Richardson was here and, you know, he was doing those jump cuts in the backfield, and you just can't do that in the pro game. You know, you've got to plant and then just hit it and commit to where you think the hole's going to be.